Children, just now we heard Kabir song. Let us know meanings for some keywords. Glossary: paradise,
heaven,
blankly,
emptily,
hearsay,
information not confirmed,
company,
a group of people. Kabir, in this poem, asks us not to believe whatever people say. We must believe in the good thoughts, talk and deeds only. We must be in the company of such people only.
Children, let us discuss some points. What do you see in this picture?
Are they doing the right thing? Why?
How should we treat the fellow beings?
Do you have pet animals, birds? How do you treat them?
Children, let us know a few things about Gandhiji. Gandhiji, the snake charmer. Have you ever seen a snake? A big one or a small one? Were you afraid of it? What do you do if you find a snake suddenly? Are you afraid of going alone when it is dark?
Well, Gandhiji was afraid of all these when he was of your age or even older than you are.
Gandhiji began living in ashrams ever since he was a grown-up man. He built several such ashrams, such as Phoenix Settlement, Tolstoy Farm, the historical Sabarmati Ashram, Vardha Ashram or Savagram, at different times in different places. He founded one in Sri Potti Sri Ramulu Nellore district, SPSR Nellore district also. The Pinakini Satyagraha Ashram is on the banks of the river Pennar at Pallipadu village in Indukurpet Mandal. As he was not rich, he used to buy lands available at low prices. Those ashrams were attached to farmlands with wells for water supply. He used to grow gardens at these ashrams. Being far away from the areas where people lived, these lands were usually infested with snakes.
In those early days, people living in these ashrams used to sleep under tents.
Snakes used to crawl into those tents.
It was dangerous to live there, especially with children. Once a snake was seen hanging from cattle shed. Sometimes a pair of snakes used to appear at bicycle parking places and some and other surroundings. They were present in bedrooms also. What to do?
Gandhiji had a strong belief in non-violence, which means one should never do any harm to any being. In his latter days, Gandhiji grew into a very confident person. He was never timid.
He would never leave those places. He, however, relaxed his principles on non-violence in this case. He agreed, at least in principle, that it is better to kill a snake than to allow a snake to kill a child.
Gandhiji wanted to learn the art of catching snakes, but he never was able to catch a snake or a scorpion. With the help of his friend Colin Batch, he, however, learned to distinguish between poisonous snakes and non-poisonous snakes. Even poisonous snakes would not bite you unless you disturb them or frighten them. They, in fact, are friends of farmers. Snakes are particularly fantastic in controlling rats, which if left alone would destroy a whole crop.
Gandhiji once wrote in his journal, Harijan, "Our women offer milk to snakes on Nagapanchami Day." This shows the friendship of human beings towards snakes. I also like the picture of Lord Vishnu reclining under a massive hood of a great serpent. It also shows the same friendly attitude.
Though snakes visited Gandhiji's ashrams several times, he never harmed them. They also never harmed anyone. Once, Gandhiji was speaking to one of his friends. Suddenly, at the end of the blanket on which he sat, was there a big snake with its hood widely spread. Gandhiji saw it but remained calm. His friend caught it from behind its hood and left it far away.
On another occasion, when Gandhiji was at a prayer meeting, a snake came there crawling. The audience broke up helter-skelter. It moved rapidly straight under the blanket on which Gandhiji sat. Gandhiji signaled to them all to be calm and continued giving his message. In a moment, the snake went away quietly.
When asked about the experience later, Gandhiji said, "I too was nervous for a moment, but controlled myself. Even if it had bitten me, I would have asked you all to let it go unharmed. A prayer, I offer you peace, I offer you love, I offer you friendship, I see your beauty, I hear your need, I feel your feelings, my wisdom flows from the highest source. I salute that source in you, let's work together for unity and love." M.K. Gandhi.
Children, let us know meanings for some keywords. Crawl.
Drag the body along the ground.
Relax.
Loosen.
Distinguish.
Differentiate.
Destroy.
Ruin totally.
Declining.
Resting, lie down.
Helter-skelter.
In disorder, break up in confusion.
Occasion.
The time of an event. Children, now let us listen to a small story, Home and the World.
Once there lived a rich man in a town. He was very fond of traveling. He visited several important places. Most of the time, he stayed away from his house. Occasionally, when he came home, the young people of his locality gathered around him, and he would tell them the wonderful experiences of his wandering life.
Often he would ask them, "Have you seen the Taj Mahal? Have you seen the Qutub Minar of Delhi? Have you ever been to Ooty to enjoy its beauty? Haven't you seen at least the Charminar?" Every time the young people would say no, the traveler would say, "You people always remain at home. You are missing the charm of life."
The young people got annoyed with this rich man. They wanted to teach him also something. One day, they asked him, "Have you ever visited the junk shop in the city? Come, let's pay a visit to it. You must visit it too," they said to him.
When they visited the junk shop, the rich man was surprised to find there many valuable articles missing from his house. "How come my belongings are here?"
The young people retorted, "You hardly remain at home, so you are losing the hard-earned wealth of your father." He understood that he should have taken care of his property better.
Children, now let us learn some meanings for some keywords. Glossary.
Occasionally.
Sometimes.
Locality.
Small area.
Junk shop.
A shop that buys and sells articles.
Charm.
Attraction.
Annoyed.
Make one angry.
How come?
How has it come to be that? How is it?